the dust. By the radio, to come up is a must. Keep us tuned in on your radio. Or you can even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Getting light on the stars of tomorrow. You need work in your career. Steady J holds the title. When I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this song is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock is the more Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dusk. Music was with hot models. We got Life After Dusk. Dusk by the radio. To come up is a must. Must. Keep us tuned in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life As Just Live. Your boy, Steady J. And, man, got another crazy show coming up for you guys. It is Hot to Dust Monday. And that's when we probably start the week off for you every flipping week. And Hot to Dust brings you hot news, hot mess, and hot music. And then sometimes some hot interviews. So definitely be on the lookout for what we have up in store for today. First off, man, shout out to Indecide Not Ice in Fort Worth, man. It's ridiculous. I hear this freaking ice is going on. It's no joke out here. And, man, people do some dumb stuff in the ice. I just don't understand why people, you know, I've driven on the ice and snow before during the Super Bowl here and whatnot. But some people do way too much, man. Way too much. And I don't know why y'all try to speed on icy roads. Like, that is the stupidest thing ever. And, man, when you do that, you put not only your life on the line, but other people too, because you want to do dumb things. And, you know, if you can avoid going on the road, but when you do, just practice some precaution. And then you enhance your chances, you know, of a safer travel. And, you know, try to take alternate routes. I know a lot of y'all, you know, if you don't have to get in the freeway, don't get in the freeway. The longer route, people will understand if it's a longer route. I'm pretty sure people got common sense. There's ice on the road. So take that into account before you make a move so that you can definitely get home and be able to share the story tomorrow about living and, you know, just joking around with your people like you usually do. All right, so speaking of the ice and doing stupid things, I was talking about Facebook earlier that I have, you know, as far as my hot mess moment of the week, that I'm actually the hot mess moment of the week. And it's like a multiple package of reasons why. I don't even know where I should start. First, at the top of the key, you got my dumb behind. I'm sitting there and I'm having to travel on this ice, going to the store and whatnot, going to the convenience store and getting some provisions and whatnot. And, you know, some people are like, why is that a hot mess? Well, it wasn't necessarily that was the hot mess. It was more so what I was doing to get to the store. Now, let me paint the picture for you guys so you understand why. You know, why certain things, you know, it's still going to be hot mess, why I had to do certain things. Okay, so where I live in a bunch of hills. Even to get to the close convenience store, you had to deal with hills, deal with multiple hills. And yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, that's part of the reason why I don't like driving when it comes to being over here, because you got to deal with so many hills, and then, you know, it's not the smartest thing to do in the world, driving on ice when there's when it's not just your baby, because some people are like, we're just a little hill. These are long, steep hills you got to deal with here. And a lot of times, to get out of my area, you got to go up and down hills, up and down, up and down. Well, so I was walking. My kid up behind decided to use a shovel to make my way up the freaking hill. I was like, using it as an ice pick, going up, and people look at me like, this country mother. So, wow, man. I definitely can say it's interesting. This is very interesting. This freaking ice, it brings out the craziness of people. But wait just more, because that, a lot of people might say, oh, that's not really the hot mess part. Here's the hot mess part. You know, my crazy behind, because I'm watching the combine being silly, and, you know, they're doing running 40s and whatnot, putting these videos together. I didn't really care about it being, make it to the NFL Network or whatnot, but I just more so just in the spirit of being goofy. So my crazy behind, you know, for entertainment value, I decide to do a 40, or attempt to do a 40, I should say, do a 40 on the ice. Now, granted, I made it, I ran, you know, I went the whole 40 yards, but there were some hiccups in the run. So I'm running, and, you know, there's like this one little spot where it could possibly be some slippery ice, you know, so I'm kind of like trying to make sure I ain't going to slip. And so I slow up, and I'm chopping my feet through that part, and then I pick my speed back up again, running the rest of the way. So, of course, that was one of the slowest 40 times ever. Well, not ever, but it was pretty slow for me anyway. And, wow, but it was funny, man. It was definitely entertainment. Y'all want to see the video in Crack It Behind Up, you can go to my Instagram. It's of Ceddy J Dusk, CEDDYJ, the letter J, DUSK. Go there. So that's Ceddy J Dusk on Instagram. Find me on there. You'll be able to see the video. You'll see a video first of me, you know, talking about what I'm getting ready to do, which is the crazy feat, and then a video of me in the action. So it's definitely some great entertainment. And if I didn't have that thick jacket on, I would have probably had some even more. My orange would swing a little bit more, but I had that really thick jacket on because I was trying to stay warm. And, you know, I did have on like some little Under Armour. I was trying to stay warm. And for the video purpose, I was trying to keep myself visible. So that's why, of course, the jacket that's in the video is reflective, so you can see me really good. So, yeah, it was an interesting day. And now we're here with you guys, and can't wait, man, to chop it up. All right, so of other stuff, man, Oscars, those of you watch the Oscars, I took time to watch it. I just wasn't feeling watching it. I didn't feel like being annoyed by the stuff that just pissed me off. And I don't want to get into it because I know people, they ain't be ready for it. That's a whole other show topic. But, man, what I did get to do yesterday, I watched on the Book of Negroes. 5 hours of my life, well worth it. You know, I'm one of those crazy people that like one in one day, not quite all the way back to back, but in one day I've watched all the Star Wars movies. So you do your math, every Star Wars movie is about 2.5 hours at least. So let's just say every last one of them was 2.5 hours. You got 6 Star Wars movies, if you don't count the one that Gary came out with. And so, you know, 2.5, 2.5, that's 5 and 5, that's 15 hours, people. 15 hours. So, of course, you spend it out a certain way, you can make it. I was determined to, you know, 8 some in the times, just did, you know, just determined to watch it all in one day to challenge myself to be able to share the story I'm sharing with you today. Did that like some years ago. Won't do it again because that's, man, that's ultimate bum level doing that. So, no, won't be no more of that. All right, so we're going to hang on to a music break. We come back. We'll chop it up some more right here on Life at the Dusk Live. Your boy, Sonny J. JoJo will be checking in a bit. All right, let's go. This first track of the day will be on Girl Red Shades' Relapse.
Damn, since you left, I ain't really heard nobody last night. What you do? Did you graduate from school? There's some rumors now that you take flights. You looking good, see you back on the market. When you pass, everybody looks twice. It's all love, and I know you grown up, but damn, will you pick up that mic? I did now, so thanks for asking. Was in a dark place, and I lost my passion. Embarked on a journey where the music didn't concern me. I didn't care about nothing, I don't know what happened. Feeling under pressure, confidence was lacking. And it's probably because my ex lost all attraction. And damn, that's a tough pill to swallow. Only thing I could do is drown in my sorrow. Nah, fuck that shit, I can never trust that shit. Y'all be on that old dumbass shit. Middle finger up, I be twerking in the club with my day ones. And you know they love that shit. Yeah, we look good, never answer the bad bitch. People wanna see you fail, wanna see you get ratchet. People making their assumptions, think I'm living the lavish. I ain't did nothing yet, I'm just getting established. But luckily, if I grind, then in due time, I can live a life of luxury. Light one for me. I don't even smoke and don't know how to roll, but they show a lot of love to me. I'm getting looks from your main. No, this pimping ain't a thing. Don't be mad because they give a lot of hugs to me. Can't get enough for me. And I don't know what it really is, but I look out for my people when they feel the kid.
You know what? I've been doing a lot of things since I've been gone. I graduated school, was looking for a job. You know, now I'm a flight attendant, so I'm always taking flights. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's not to be cocky. I thank God every single day, but I have some things that I had to take care of. But you know what? It's time to get back to business, all right?
And it sucks because I see you mad. I'm versatile with a dose of the Libra swag. And I ain't perfect, but I'm worth it more than what is on the surface. Personality is jazz like Aaliyah had. But some days couldn't. Barely on my, I was on my own, couldn't. Now I'm on a, they hit up my phone, wanna peek, but I be a tease. I stay all alone, but I smile on them. Then I wild on them, then I'm out on them. I'm just a youngin' trying to live a life. And I can't promise you tomorrow because I fly tonight. So just be happy in this moment and do what I like. And I reciprocate it too as long as you're my type. A shout out to the Beano and Mac Town to the 813, yo. But listen, J.A. holds me down. I'm a rep to the end. Without them, no me, yo. Can't forget Blog Talking 09. All them grown folks showing me love. Computer lady, Goofy Bone said he J smells so good. Then we had so much fun. Fast 4 years later, probably in 011 button pusher and Andrew Woods. Heavy hitters, and they always going hard for a sister. So thank you, man. It's all good. Red shades, bitch.
Yeah, y'all know I gotta do one for Funky Town. And you know, them Funky Town players, they appreciate a little old school beat, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I'm gonna lay off the politics on this one, but you can ride and learn at the same time. Yeah, yo. I was born and raised in Funky Town, and I'm proud of that. My parents met on 4th Street, off of Bell now. I was born in Harris Hospital in 72, so watch out, youngster, the okay was here ahead of you. I remember Castlewood and Jamaica Way. I got memories that nobody can take away. When Town Center used to be seminary south, I lived on Burton where they used to break in every house. I lived on Virgil, South Hughes, Ava Court, Reed Dawson. Chase girls fought and played sports. I lived in Woodhaven, Rolling Hills, and the city. The south, the north, the west, Pilot, and the rest. I remember when there wasn't no such thing as crap. And I'd give anything to help you youngsters witness that. I hope that we can rise above Crippin' blood last. Respect your set, but can we get that Fort Worth love back?
I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We pinching on each other, talking and fucking around. To tell the truth, Fort Worth players are the best around. So up that cover, you representing that Frankie town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We pinching on each other, talking.
Come on.
To tell the truth, what we're playing all the best of
that's
brown.
Right.
So tell the hell that you representing that funky town.
Now, I'm not hating on Dallas, Ashdown, or GP, but Lakers know about the funk, it ain't no mystery. It sickens me to see the fight among our clique. Remember when 5 Deuce and Aglan Smith, when Sop 6 and Eastwood couldn't get along. So many in the pen, so many brothers gone. Who've been tatted up for somebody that they lost? We must respect the dead, because they paid to come. The other side of town, they people dying too. So put your pistol down, man, they mama crying too. You want your son to have a daddy, but you murder him. Do we stop to think how much we really hurt the kid? Hug your baby, we gotta teach him how to eye. Don't hug your baby, that only teach him how to die. We gotta try to make it better, you wanna see us come together, put the F up in the L for me.
I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We switching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, what we're playing is all the best around. Look up the F if you representing that funky town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We switching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, what we're playing is all the best around. Look up the F if you representing that funky town.
Won't keep you alone, but I gotta keep it strong, though. Life is more than change, thrills and chrome, so I ain't talking about no false hope. I'm talking about us not having to make a living off dope. I'm talking about a G-code we all follow. Our people should be heroes and top scholars. No matter if you got zero or top dollars. Rolling in the bucket or I phone that Impala. A little respect can go a long way. God bless a child just like the song says. But we gotta have our own. And we won't until the hate we haven't found is gone. Let them know this is Fort Worth, Fort Worth. Let them know this is Fort Worth, Fort Worth. From Miller to Maine, from Holland Hill to Lake Worth. Just before this honor, there's nothing that ain't worth. That's why
I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, Fort Worth players are the best around. Go up to hell if you representing that fucking town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, Fort Worth players are the best around. Go up to hell if you representing that fucking town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, Fort Worth players are the best around. Go up to hell if you representing that fucking town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit.
Very nice to meet you. Had to come and greet you. I was stunned by your feature. Sexy, elegant, proper swag with some ass. What more can I ask? On Rodeo with your bag. Chilling with your girls, having like they sharing laughs. Seen you from away, couldn't let you get away. Without an introduction, hoping we can make it something. Don't need to make assumption, but you stressing over something. I see it in your eyes, cause I'm good at being vibes. Surely she replied, why do every nigga lie? When niggas don't lie, it's just the truth hurts. She replies, difficult, nigga, it's not that difficult. Life up and down, seesaw, it's not a miracle. Round. And I'm tired of the same old thing that goes down. It's just the same old thing today. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. First month cool, second month straight, third month we argue, even having a fight. Fourth month I catch you up with another ride, but baby don't trip, I know that that's life. Sorry to disappoint, but your boy's nothing like the other ones you been with. I treat you like a princess, stroke came good, no needing to knock on wood. I know I'm misunderstood, heart broke, acting like you should. I'm in plus pain, can heal all pain, and I see it in your eyes that you tripping on some pain. See, I understand what you're going through. It's like this. Ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Head keeps spinning round and round. And you can't take no more. I do too much in a day. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing.
Back everyone, we're back right here on Life for the Best Live, your boy Ceddy J. The music break, man, kicked it off with Red Shades. There was Relapse, and then we went to my boy D.O.K. I was at Funky Town, which is a homage to the crazy ice weather that's out here right now. That's ridiculous. And then topped it off with Trey Capone, same old thing. Man, I don't see how y'all people that's out here over and over in this crap. I don't see how y'all doing it, man. It's not happening. I'm keeping my behind where it's warm at all costs. That little trip I did outside earlier, yeah, we're not making that a regular thing. That was a for the moment thing. It was like, hey, bam, get done, get back in, get warm. So It's just when you find out some interesting stuff, man. It's ridiculous. All right, so some big news I definitely want to share with you guys, kind of give you some reminders. I don't know if we talked about it last week, if you guys or not, but just kind of give you a heads up. If you're a person that loves going to the Texas Relays every year, or you're a person who I would say, you know what, I want to go to Relays once, or, you know, I ain't been in a while. Well, we're going to give you a reason to, man. You're a fan of the show. We'll be doing the show live in Austin, doing the Relays. We're still kind of up in the air. We're going to do it on Friday or Saturday. So stay tuned for the definitive date closer to the time. And guess what? We're doing the show live, and you guys interact with us. Trip out, laugh, whatever. Scream, your city, whatever. Do all that. Have some fun, man. And, you know, we're going to probably do some games, too. We got some crazy stuff lined up we got to do. We're going to have some up our sleeve. We'll be doing some giveaways, too. So be on the lookout, man. Definitely continue to do it big. And, then, of course, that week is anniversary week for the show. Life of the Dust Live will be turning 6 years old. And so you can come definitely, you know, not only just celebrate this being in the atmosphere, but help celebrate our 6th anniversary. Come on out and trip the hell out with us. Definitely going to be a ball. And, of course, my co-host, JoJo, will be in the building there. And so this will be the first time that I've had a co-host with me for my annual Austin of Live show is always crazy. And, yeah, man, also we're releasing a big project you know, a new entity to my brand will be released then too. So there's a lot of stuff going on that weekend. You don't want to miss it. If you can be out there, come and join us and just have fun, man. Come meet all the family. And yeah, because I'm telling you, man, when people know, man, especially when we travel in, when people can see us do the show live, that the energy is a whole nother level because they get to kind of just see the crazy faces and the hand movements and just how animated I am in person. Like, see, like probably hearing sometimes, but like, okay, I can kind of feel it. But when you see me in person, you're like, this dude is crazy. So, yes, we're going to definitely have some fun, man. Cannot wait. Oh, also, too, give them a public service announcement for those, you know, just trying to get in Human Canvas. You know, for our upcoming issue, the fitness issue, let me make these very important announcements. Your pictures must be professional. We do not take selfies. We do not take selfies as features. And that's not going to count as a feature. And you got to make sure you come correct. I put all the guidelines on there on purpose so that you have no excuse. And, well, I didn't know, people. That's why they say reading is fundamental. If you can't read that simple stuff, then wow, how the hell did you do? How'd you get past the first freaking grade? But yes, man, so take heed of what you got coming up. The upcoming issues, the fitness issue, very excited for it because, you know, I'm gonna try to keep it fresh and do something different where people don't really see coming from us. And so it's going to be crazy. I've seen some of the submissions so far have been very phenomenal. You got some great people involved in making some things happen, man. Just stay tuned. I try not to really announce who the people are that have submitted yet. Unless it's within my core team that helps me come up, you know, kind of give me the input of what they think about something. That's the only time I give that insight. Other than that, I don't make it public as far as who submitted until comes the time when I'm releasing the covers where it answers the question for you. And that's where the covers have the chosen cover models. And also on the covers we have the names listed, other people who will be in the cover. I mean, who will be inside the magazine, excuse me. But I will say this, man, it's going to be interesting. Just an interesting story coming in there. You know, I'll call it the Big Chop. I'm excited for that, man. It's crazy because this is actually this person who submitted this great article. It was a great editorial from this based on true story themselves. Is, man, it's just so great. And they were actually a model in our most recent issue we have out now, which is now the highest selling issue of Human Canvas. So I'm very excited about that. Appreciate everyone who's a part of that. And you gotta definitely give you guys a hand because, man, y'all freaking awesome, man. Awesome. And in words of my boy Dickie V, awesome with a couple of A's. So, yes, man. Oh, man. It's just definitely a dream come true. You seem to watch a lot of stuff that you want to see happen come true, man. It's every freaking chance, man. And that's one of the things I can share with you guys today, man. Kind of, you know, since we are guests, was able to make it. One of the things I can talk about for today is, and, you know, it's something that's very deep to me, is, you know, perseverance, man. Kind of break it down and stuff, you know, a lot of stuff is stuff you probably heard before, but they always say it's not the message sometimes, it's the messenger. So I'll do my best as another messenger to kind of send a message my own type of way, and it might help somebody out here. So kind of, you know, as I alluded to, will be, you know, next month will be the anniversary. And I'll be March 24th is always our anniversary date. And so, man, within almost 6 years, it's just been a roller coaster ride, man, because a lot of times a lot of people that's trying to be in the industry, whether it's modeling, whether it's starting their own magazine, whether it's being in radio, whether it's being a photographer, whatever, a lot of people tend to give up so quickly, man, because it's just so many different reasons. A lot of people can't take the hardships that come with it. The thing is, everyone sees the glitz and glamour of all that goes into it and things. They see other people, oh, man, I want to get niggas, it's going to be money. And they're so, there's nothing wrong with trying to create a future for, you know, for your people, man. But one of the things you got to do is you cannot let money continue, you know, completely dictate how you move. As you do that, you're going to be 10 steps behind, and you're going to be utterly pissed a lot of the time as well, because a lot of people, man, don't always have your best interest at heart. You'll find that out real quick, and if you don't find that out quick, you're going to be 10 steps behind, and you don't want to do that. What I've just learned all across the years, man, like, you have to take yourself seriously. And, like, for instance, you know, me being snowed in or iced in, whatever you want to call it, I've taken the time to kind of just read up on stuff about my craft, you know, promote myself and stuff, being goofy, all that. And thing is, that's what kind of separates people. A lot of people complain they're so bored. Like, I hate, people know how I am. If you're in the industry and I see that you're saying, you're always saying you're bored, you freaking annoy me. Seriously, that's a quick way to annoy me when I see it. And I know people are like, well, I got, so Facebook is coming to my timeline, I'm going to comment. You just cannot be that bored. It's too much to do. If you really, you know, if you're really about trying to make something happen, whatever, you got to work that much. It's not, and all people are like, ain't nobody competition to me. You know, all that crap. That's whatever. But, nah, man, end of the day, as far as, you know, so eliminate, I was trying to think about competition. Let's just focus on the fact of your own self first. In order for you to grow, you got to study, man. If you don't study, you go on courses, it's going to be that much harder. By preparing yourself and always going in thinking, hey, something might not go right, something might go right, and something might go wrong. You just never know. But what you got to do your best of is study up and do as much as possible. It creates me resources as possible to make stuff happen so that you can eliminate the room for error. Eliminate the room for error as much as possible. A lot of times people do minute stuff like not follow up on what they say they're going to do, being late a lot. You know, just doing it over and over again, half behind in your job, not getting adequate rest, man. Like, at least get 4 hours, man. You can get 4 hours, everybody be like, oh, you're a man, real hustle, never sleep. I hate hearing. I used to joke around and say that, but no. You know, I still, my behind went straight to sleep. My behind got at least 4 hours of sleep, even when I was saying that. And that's why I was meaning to say that. I was thinking, you know, I was an 8 hour of sleep type of person. But you got to get that sleep in, you know, as best you can. Sometimes it might not just be sleep. You know, you just got to relax for a second and breathe and suck in the air. Because if you do too much, man, it can catch up to you and stress you out very quickly. I've seen this industry eat up people that just do way too much. And they take on more than they can handle. And so, one of the key thing is to Just don't come in here thinking that you're just going to speed through and everything is going to be great and happen the way you want it to all the time. It's not. It's going to be some error. It's going to be problems. Because a lot of times, so some opportunities, you get to put your hand, you get to put your future in the hand of someone else. And it sucks, but that's just how it is. Now, that goes to get to the resources part. The more resources you have, the more you get to control stuff. And let me go ahead and tell this now to the models. Looking good is not enough. Let me go ahead and tell this to the photographers. Having great equipment is not enough, because I know people who got some decent equipment who don't have astronomically great equipment that do way better than people who have this expensive stuff. Because there's no good at having something that you're not perfecting your craft. Not perfecting doesn't matter. I can take an average chick that, you know, someone thinks is average and make them the baddest model ever because of their work ethic. And people will respond to that. Don't believe everything you hear. You know, if people will tell you anything and tell you, well, yeah, man, yeah. Let's keep it real. You take the makeup off of some of these people, you find out real quick how they really look. And you go, oh, okay, so not every... Yeah, so you can... It's not going to make up and all that. You know, the makeup of some and save people the good looks and whatnot, don't be fooled all the time. See, it's about the work ethic and just having that drive. Because sometimes people can read that too off of you, the confidence. You know, confidence is key in anything, where you're trying to date someone or you're trying to make something happen with your career or whatever. You got to have that confidence. And because people like to know people who, people feel comfortable with people who are sure, who are quite sure of themselves. Doesn't mean you have every answer to everything, but being sure of yourself as far as at least being confident in knowing the direction you want to go. And part of having the direction you want to go, I'll guide you to say, hey, let me ask these people questions to be able to understand what I'm doing more. Like, don't be afraid to ask people questions. But two, don't be a scoundrel either, because that's what a lot of people mess up at. You know, y'all suck the energy out of people, suck the knowledge, whatever, and then y'all just run away and go, okay, F you, I didn't need you. You know, it's stupid. Like, one thing you won't hear me say is, I did this on my own. I never said it by anything I do. At some point in time, no matter what you did, somebody reached out to help you, whether it was financially or it was some advice, whatever. And that's why I don't get about when people do that, no matter. And this is not just models. This is anyone in music, whatever. And get to this point where, you know, when they start succeeding or whatever this little success they get, they want to sit there because it sounds good and makes they think it makes them sound more powerful and keeps or, you know, try to build this sense of independence about themselves. They just go on and on about talking about how they did it on their own. I did this on my own. I don't do that. Like, everything I've done, somebody reached out to help me. And without that, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And when people get that, like, the longevity of what you're doing go that much further, because those people become the best promoters in the world. A lot of people become the best promoters in the world for you because that's how you treat them. Okay, I see JoJo is trying to check in. What's up?
Nothing. Just got through watching our Rockets win.
You said what now?
I just got through watching my Rockets beat the Timberwolves.
Oh, okay.
113-108.
Not a team. But, okay, so big up to that. But Tapa was talking about today, you know, I guess when they were aggressive having problems. So we ended up having a little topic, kind of the focus topic, whatever. Topic for the day is perseverance and that you kind of alluded to, kind of here when you came in for a little bit, I was talking about how a lot of times people get in this sense of, because they want to try to create this illusion of complete independence about themselves. They're like always trying to say, well, did nobody help me get where I'm at and all that, and I hate hearing that, because somebody helped you some type of way. They gave you some type of information. Yeah. They did something. Someone helped you some type of way. And I hate, like, that's just one of the things I hate here. Like, you'll never hear that out of my mouth. It doesn't make you look, because people do that, when people like to think, it also does things, it gives them a position of strength. Like, when you do that, people test you. You go, okay, it's a Mr. Know-It-All, Mr. Know-It-All. All right. Then they test you, because that, and then they find out real quick, you know, this person knows so much, this person, no one helped them. Okay. And they find out something about you real quick. And usually when you hear someone say that, those are usually the people that you might not want to give too much knowledge to, because they'll suck you dry for knowledge and then be snakes behind your back and then, you know, tell people to go ahead and keep that little lie going that nobody helped them. Like, oh, I'm telling you, man, there's nothing more I can't stand than see people who do that. Like, it does not make you look cool to say that. But we're going to go to some song break, come back and chop it up some more. And yeah, this ice, I hate it. I think I've said that a million times now. I freaking hate this ice. It's just too much, man. I hate it. I that little crazy trek I had to do today, it was not fun. I hate the cold. But and then I was even crazy enough to go. I was crazy enough to do a video on Instagram of me running on the ice. What an idiot.
Wow.
I didn't fall or nothing, but good God, what a freaking idiot. So, yeah, we'll be back. It's Corona Jackson coming out, and we'll be back.
Stopped in the boutique and just bought an outfit. This is your girl, Kawana Jackson, and I'm rocking with the Dusk Spot Radio Show.
All right, we're back. Man. I'll see some of these videos that people put online, and I don't get it, man. Are you just that thirsty for attention that you do stuff that's just outlandish? Like, it's funny. It's one thing about being goofy, but there's a line that you don't cross. And a lot of y'all cross that. Now, I won't say a lot of y'all, but some of these people out here cross that freaking line. There's a video I shared, and I see it again. Some high comments or whatnot, people, you know, when there's more comments than likes, and some people then got pissed off. And so there's a video I share where this dude was putting on a show for his girlfriend or whatever. And so they're like kissing. You know, kissing, I don't have a problem kissing. Kissing in front of your kids, there's nothing wrong with that. Let the kids know that there is a such thing as affection. But this crap here, I saw, ridiculous, man. So there's a video where, I mean, this dude is, like, going in. He might as well, any further, they're going to be having sex. Like, so he was simulating it. He was really going in, and he, like, they just forgot the kids in the room. You want to be freaky? Tell your kids to go in the other room, man. Somebody was filming it. That's what we want. That's the magic question we want to know. Who the heck was filming the video? It was one of the kids. This video just got 10 times worse. Because the movement of the camera, and then I saw a finger or something come over the camera. So I started wondering, man, I didn't really assess that. So now I think it's one of the freaking kids that's controlling the camera. That's freaking ridiculous. You want to get freaky and put a show on for your girl, take her to the room. Man, y'all just be doing so much, man. Like, you know, a lot of people always want to go, well, don't talk about how I raise my kids. Hell, when you're raising them bad in front of us, what the hell else can we say or not say? And there's a phrase they say, it takes a village to raise a child. Some of y'all need to start listening to that, because it's, you know, we can only not say nothing because it's none of our business so long. It is our business. Yeah, because your child could be the one tomorrow trying to come hunch one of our kids and do the most, you know. It's doing too much, man. Doing way too much. Grown-ups should be doing this in front of kids, man. Draw the freaking line. JoJo's back in the building. Puss Mans. Oh, my God. This video got me reworked up again. Like, this is freaking, this is ratchet to the freaking fullest, man. I mean, I just don't understand why do you can't just tell the kids get the room or go to another room and do this?
Not everybody's smart.
You said what now?
Not everybody's smart. There's a lot of stupid people in the world.
Yeah, but Georgia, there's stupid, there's smart, and there's common sense. Sometimes even the stupidest people, you know common sense. And it's just some stuff you just should know not to do. You don't have to be the smartest person in the world to know some of this crap. When you was little, your mom and dad said, all right, this is right or wrong. You know, they taught you right from wrong. And at some point in time, you had to start figuring out what right from wrong was. Now, yeah, and a lot of times when you want to do bad stuff, that's one thing, but never do it to where it affects other people. Especially when it comes to your kids. Don't do it. This makes no freaking sense. Like, I've seen it all. 2015, y'all doing way too much. I'm officially good. It's just too much. But yeah, so going back into my discussion I was having earlier for perseverance or whatnot. Not, you know, just knowing when the right time to handle something and not do it. It's simple stuff, man. All you gotta take common sense. It's a factor, man, when it comes to your career. Don't give up so easily. Take a break if you need to. Take a quick commercial break. But, man, taking these long extended breaks where you just give up for like 2 years, that's time you could have been using to do what you, to really go in.
I took a break.
I said, she's eating what I said, extended break. Heck, I took a break. No, I took a quick break with the radio show before. You know, well, there's a reason why every year I do 2 weeks, 2 weeks in between so I can start a new season. I'll take a 2 week break. But then also, too, there was like during a time where this is what perseverance I'm share my personal story, part of it, is, you know, there was a point in time where I wasn't here on Law Talk for just a tad bit because I was doing my show and running a 24-hour station, you know, under, I don't want to quite go into the person's name, but it goes to show you never know who can backstab you, even people closer to you. You know, just kind of run my own station and doing that for a little bit and kind of just live because I wanted to focus on that project and just show how dedicated I was to doing it because when I put my heart on something, I'm going to get it done and do it not half behind it. Like I said earlier, part of being perseverant is not half behinding what you're trying to do. So, yeah, it was just ridiculous because, you know, so I put in all this work, and then I'm reevaluating how, you know, after that all fell through, just the mechanics of that. I took a brief break, maybe about a month break, I wouldn't say, maybe 2 month break, to kind of reassess, you know, to kind of get my feedback on the ground, how I want to do something. Did that and it came back even stronger. If you want something bad enough, you're gonna definitely go back to it. And when you come back in, you're gonna go as hard as you were, or even harder than when you left. But just don't get. But there's a difference between break and giving up. Like a lot of people don't get that, JoJo. Some people just completely give up. Don't give up, man. Talk to somebody. There's people every day that's probably reached out to you, but you were just too stubborn to listen. Sometimes that would be the best. That's what keeps you grounded, and you know, it keeps that flame going stronger when you come back and hit the ground running. You're going, okay, well, I had these people that was looking out for me. Come back, I'll be able to do what I want to do harder because people support me and really believe in me. So, yes, yeah, so again, it goes back to what I said earlier. Stop trying so hard to prove that you're independent. Like, you don't have to try so hard. You can still be independent and still have support. So stop running around telling people that don't want to help you. It's not going to make you look any better. All right, so, man, as we got about about a few minutes left of the show, I'll again remind you guys in Austin, we will be in Austin doing the show from there, doing the special day. It'll be on that Friday or Saturday for Texas Relays weekend. Still kind of up in the air which one I'm doing. I kind of switch it up. Sometimes I do Fridays and I do Saturday. It just depends on
how
the air feels.
Let's just do both days.
You said what now?
Let's just do both days. They're going to have my awesomeness for 3 days.
Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? I'm kind of excited, though, because it's easy to map out stuff when you are, because a lot of people don't realize behind the scenes. You know, we did a show, me and JoJo are in two different areas. You know, I'm over in Fort Worth, and then JoJo is all the way in Houston. That's about a four-hour drive for people who aren't familiar of how far that is. So we make it happen on the show. And that's the beauty of the internet, and that's the way everything works, man. It's just great. Technology is beautiful when you use it right. But it's going to be great because being in person, we're going to be chopping up some. This is great fellowshipping with your team. So I can't wait. I can't wait, man. It's definitely cool. And we're turning up, man. Like, I don't know if Austin is ready, because you got two of the arguably most turned people in Texas teaming up in Austin. That is a concoction for craziness. I don't know if they're ready.
Oh, yeah.
Jojo.
What contest are we going to do?
I've been discuss, because I was telling them that be on the lookout for that. We got some stuff up our sleeves. I'm not going to tell them off the bat. You know, of course you'll know, because you're the show, but they won't know until then. Just kind of keep them, their minds just wondering what's really going on. So. Yeah, this is crazy.
I still say they should do the tequila shot challenge with the worm.
We'll see what they're going to do. But I'm not going to tell them. We'll keep that under wraps, so then they'll just have to find out then. And
let's,
I can't wait, man. Just cannot wait. Because it's
do
that,
the
again,
Find
I'm,
Cleo Thomas challenge.
And, yes, she... JoJo is always in another world, guys. But okay, so we're getting ready to go. See y'all guys tomorrow.
And yet,
tomorrow's
everybody
show.
Still loves
it. Tomorrow's show, man, I don't know where they come to these freaking topics, but man, shout out to y'all. Y'all be glitz and glamour. I don't know where y'all dig these topics up from. Tomorrow's topic on glitz and glamour is, can a guy go too far by being a gentleman? Woo! It's going to be an interesting topic. Wednesday, our girl Jackson Socorro will be in the building. Like, I'm excited to talk to her because she's just like, this girl's going hard. She's like letting the world know, yeah, we'll build a show. Woo! That's so excited. Anytime you guests do that, I always know right away those are going to be the best guests that we have on the show are people who do that. That goes so hard about letting people know they're going to be on here. Those are the people that, man, you're going to have a great episode on the show. And then on Thursday, Real Sport Radio Season 2, Episode 2, check in and see what's going on there. You guys should check out the premiere of Season 2 last week. You can always check them out in other shows at blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ, CEDDY, letter J. It's going to be great. Like, and there's a segment we do on there called Pocket Change, and that's where listeners send in letters for advice. And when I tell you, the ones from last week were just as ratchet as they have ever been, they definitely were. So we roll on everybody. Have a great day, all the good stuff, evening, week, and remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, when there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to an episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, Follow yours truly at Ceddy J Dusk, CEDDYJDUSK on Instagram. JoJo, how can they find you on Instagram?
Southwest JoJo.
Man, that's SWJOJO. Ceddy J Dusk, CEDDYJDUSK. You can tell me what LFDK spell, JoJo. We out. Peace.